Musician Rob Thomas was born on this date in 1972 on an army base in Germany. As the lead singer and principal songwriter for Matchbox 20, Thomas found success with a blend of 70s rock influences, slick hooks, and 1990s post-grunge crunch. After dropping out of high school at 17, he bounced around the South, singing in pickup rock bands before relocating to Orlando in 1993. There, he helped form the band Tabitha's Secret, a precursor to Matchbox 20. Although the group enjoyed some regional success, Thomas eventually left the lineup with the bassist and drummer. The departing musicians formed Matchbox 20 with two other guitarists. The Florida-based band broke through in 1996 with Push and never looked back, issuing single after single, scoring hits in various radio formats, and watching their debut LP, Yourself or Someone Like You, go platinum 12 times over in the U.S. The band's multi-platinum debut established Matchbox 20 as a superstar act, but Thomas wasn't individually well-known. That all changed when he co-wrote the chart-topping single Smooth for the Carlos Santana album Supernatural. The track took home 3 Grammys, including Song of the Year. Thomas himself won numerous songwriting awards as the scribe of various Matchbox hits, and he later parlayed that success into a career as a solo artist. When Lonely No More debuted in early 2005, its sleek and funky dance pop sound was closer to Justin Timberlake than Matchbox 20, and it helped stir up anticipation for the April release of the chart-topping Something to Be. Thomas returned to the Matchbox 20 fold several years later, but he also maintained work on his solo material, the second batch of which arrived in 2009 under the title Cradle Song. You may need me there to carry all your weight, but you're no burden, I'm sure. Lonnie Glosson was born the 7th of 11 children on this date in 1908. The White County, Arkansas native popularized the harmonica nationwide and had a hand in several hit songs during the time when radio stations employed harmonica orchestras. After enjoying a radio career playing the harmonica, Glosson delved more into gospel as the years wore on, self-issuing songs such as For Christmas Give Jesus Your Soul. Nicknamed the Talking Harmonica Man, he toured mainly in schools and continued performing into his 90s. On this date in 1929, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre took place in a Chicago garage as 7 rivals of Al Capone's gang were gunned down. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.